Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's an amazing time to be in the gold business right now, with gold popping up at around $4,000 an ounce. Harry Agnostaras Adams is the executive chairman of Kefi Gold and Copper, and he's seen gold prices going up and up over the years. He's also got some significant experience in the gold mining space and the gold commodity space. Tell us about it, Harry. You were chairman of the Australian Gold Council, or deputy chairman, I should say, at one point. What does it look like to you?
Well, it's not a bubble. At that time, I was also on the global marketing committee of the World Gold Council. So I was sent around the world and met many people at that time, deep in the gold sector from various aspects. And this isn't a bubble. This is going back to its roots. Up until 1971, gold was backing the US dollar, which was the world's reserve currency. And since 71, it was detached. And the rhetoric of the last 50 years has been about the strength of the US dollar and the irrelevance of gold. And it's only gold bulls that talked about the role of gold. And the political leaders of the world now are all talking like the gold bulls have been talking for 50 years. And this is about stabilizing the currencies. The BRICS countries are going into gold with their ears pinned back to build reserves independent of the US. And this is very fundamental. The only question to me is whether gold settles at $5,000 or so, or something a lot higher. Now, I mean, from Kefi's point of view, it sort of doesn't matter because our costs of production are closer to $1,000 an ounce than $1,500 an ounce. And so it could pull back and we'd still make a lot of money. But to me, this isn't a bubble. This is about gold being used by the central banks and the major financial institutions and political leaders themselves to stabilize their currencies.
So you really see this strength in gold continuing. I mean, you mentioned the central banks. They've been notable and strong buyers of gold in recent months, perhaps recent years, it might be correct to say. But in your mind, that's a trend that's likely to continue.
Yeah. I think the political rhetoric from 1971 was driven by gold as a dinosaur, and it was all driven around what was shoved down the throats of economics PhDs and others about gold being a dinosaur and the US dollar being the only reserve currency required. Well, that's history now. And all the old rhetoric that gold is the only currency that isn't dependent upon any one country, that isn't dependent upon any piece of paper, all that millennia's old rhetoric is now dominating political leaders all over the world. And so this isn't a bubble. This is a complete realignment. It may be, you could say, going back to where it was for a long time. But for 50 years, it was not connected the way it had been for millennia previously. And now it's reclaiming that connection because of the fear of inevitable devaluation of the US dollar.
Yeah, so it's a fantastic time to be developing a gold project, which you, of course, are at the Tulu Kapi Gold Project in Ethiopia. Tell us a little bit about some of the numbers around Tulu Kapi that that make it such an attractive project in attracting investment from all over the shop.
Well, I mean, Tulu Kapi itself is a classic West Australian style, open pit CIL followed by an underground, same geology as Western Australia. And I mean, really, you'd say that in my working life, I grew up with the takeoff of the Australian gold sector around technological innovation in the 1970s that took it from being a backwater to being number two in the world for gold. And then in the 1980s, when I, started my working life, I experienced the financial sector of Australia and the stock exchanges of Australia opening right up to international involvement. And that's what's happening in Ethiopia now. And I was fortunate to be one of the people driving the creation of what was then a pioneer of the Australian gold investment sector. It was called Clayton Robart, and we were the sort of the rock stars of the moment, and we all did extremely well in the 1980s. And that setting of gold moving up higher, then a bubble, now I think much more than that, of the financial sector around it being internationalized and opening up and people getting engaged with gold. That happened then, that's happening now. Our projects, our businesses were taking off. That's happened then, that's happening now. This is only the second time in my life, I'd say, that all the stars have aligned around a project. And the numbers of this particular project are all very sound. It's free milling ore. There's no environmental or social legacy issues. It's high grade. All in sustaining costs, not much above $1,000 an ounce. It's a very high margin business now that gold has taken off. And I'd say that with all those stars aligning, as I say, for only the second time in my working life that all stars did align around us, it's critically important to seize the moment. And obviously that's what we're doing now with Tulu Kapi.
Seizing the moment, indeed. There was a small update this morning, Harry, from you guys about the financing. $240 million of debt finance on the way. Actually, the signing seems to be imminent from what I read. Tell us a little bit about that to finish us up.
Well, it was a sort of a calming down type of notice. We're not typically, I suppose, I mean, I don't think we're typically expected to put out calming notices every week or whatever, but I think it was important because of all the things I've said. Obviously, people who watch the company can see all these stars aligning, and there's quite a lot of anxiety and excitement and anticipation around the company. And we were disappointed last week that something didn't quite happen that was meant to happen last week. And I think the market perhaps got fearful of it, or some people did. And we just thought it was important to explain that when you're working in a very large syndicate of more than a dozen parties on transactions where the contractual values are up around $1 billion, when you put all the CapEx and OpEx together, you've got regulators and lawyers coming out of your ears. I'm not saying that to be cheeky or negative. It's just a fact of life. And it's very easy for things to slip here or there by a day or a week or a fortnight. That's quite normal in these processes. And the schedule that we've all agreed, it's not, our schedule, it's the agreed syndicate schedule, provides some slack within it for all these things to come and, to ebb and flow. We're all with a view to having launched the whole thing this month, with all the closings by end of next month, where we need some shareholder meetings as well. So it was just a calming notice to say, don't fret, it's all happening. And one shouldn't be overly concerned about the day to day, the week to week. It is all happening. And that's really what the intention was of making that statement.
So just remind us then, when do you hope to be producing gold at Tulu Kapi?
About 2 years from now.
2 years from now. We'll look forward to that and lots of progress in the meantime. Harry Adams, Harry Agnagostaras Adams, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you for the time. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.